And so, I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes and just take a deep, restorative breath. Hold the breath for a few seconds, and then just slowly and gently release, relaxing your body and clearing your mind. Know that with every single breath, you are expressing the life force of the divine. Open your heart and soul in this holy moment to the true message of the Easter story, to the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Feel that same Spirit gently moving through you now. In this consciousness, let us accompany the grief-stricken Mary Magdalene as she enters the Garden of the Dead. In Mark's Gospel, the women ask one another, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" And when they look up, the stone has been removed. The stone represents any hard, fixed, error thinking looming in the face of an outward challenge, any limited or erroneous belief that we allow to block our ever-unfolding good. One of the greatest stones we can face is the embedded belief that we are only physical beings, that we are limited in mind, body, or circumstance. So today, this Easter morning, is the perfect time for us to roll away any stone that entombs us. So I invite you now, in the inner depths of your soul, to consider what personal stones you need to roll away. Perhaps thoughts of fear, unworthiness, worry, resentments, any ideas of hatred, envy, impatience, or unforgiveness. Perhaps your stone seems too large, too heavy, too long-standing for you to budget. But just remember that Jesus told us, "I of myself can do nothing. The Christ in me does the work." And on another occasion, he said, "Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. All things." And our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, said, "Love dissolves anything unlike itself." So on this Easter morning, allow the love you are, the love that indwells you, to do its mighty work now for a few moments in the silence as you begin to roll your stone away, whatever it might be. And now, as your stone is rolled away, know that today is the day, the perfect day, to allow yourself to be lifted up to a higher consciousness, a higher spiritual awareness. As Jesus taught throughout his ministry, you are one with the Most High. The kingdom of God is within. When Peter and John looked into that burial cave, all they saw, besides the shroud, was emptiness. But when Mary Magdalene looked in, she saw two angels, divine messengers of God. And through the grace of God, you have the same opportunity, not just this Easter Sunday, but every day, every moment, in the face of any challenge, you can turn, just as Mary Magdalene did, away from the darkness of the tomb, away from shadows of illusion, to the power of God and the truth of your being, to the indwelling Christ. Feel in your heart and soul the personal meaning of Easter, that you are an individualized, eternal expression of the divine, that God loves you unconditionally just the way you are, just as Jesus loved every last disciple, despite anything they failed to understand or failed to do. You are one in the love and all the powers of the Christ. Faith, strength, love, wisdom, and power are yours. Know that even in your darkest moments, your life is filled with the radiance and presence of the divine. And so we come together, our hearts grateful for this day, grateful for this understanding. We affirm that each one of us is being guided to new insights about who we are and what our purpose is on this earth. Our hearts are open to recognize the Christ presence in ourselves and all others. We claim this now, and we joyfully allow it to be as we come together to sing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine